Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we got our good friend Josh Costell back on the show. Josh is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Applying Knowledge Systems. He is the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's our good friend. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be back.
Good to have you back, as always. One of the things I think you've got on your mind today is what we can all learn from a salesmanship standpoint, from a selling standpoint, from the political campaigns that are going on right now. You've been tracking this, haven't you? You've been doing some parallel, establishing some parallel lessons, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really interesting and quite entertaining when you see the parallels between politics and business on what we have to face every day as a small business and what you see in the presidential campaign, good or bad. And there's like, I'm sure there's more, but there's four or five lessons that jump out at me. And one of the first ones that, you know, I find it remarkable with all these high-priced consultants that they hire when they could probably just talk to any business owner or business person or anyone selling out there is lesson number one, you're not for everyone. Know your target market and focus on them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try to close them. That's really important. And you know, not to take your side or anything, as I think he wound up saying, his words were not as well chosen, but that's kind of what Romney was saying in the speech that he made back in May that's on the news right now, wasn't it?
Yeah, that, you know, exactly. That you got to know your target market is focused on them, but to understand that you're not for everyone is that, you know, the challenge that you have is that when you're trying to appeal, and I understand that when you're running for president of the United States, you're trying to make the umbrella as big as possible, but
right.
When you try to focus on a group that really does, and I think it comes back to really the second lesson, is that know your unique strengths and your unique weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
And you don't go ahead, Jim.
Well, I was just going to say, let's stick with this first one just for a little bit, because this is really an important, this is a fundamental for small businesses. You know, you're not for everybody. Don't try to close everybody. Don't try to encourage, don't even prospect for everybody, because everybody, you know, you've got to identify who's going to be interested in your message, who's going to be interested in your product, who's the likely profile for your business. And focus your resources, your attention, your energy on those people. If this might not be the lesson for the big national, international companies, but it sure is a lesson for small business, Josh, because the phone book is not our prospect list, is it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we use the phrase grow through no. You know, often when you're not getting the results you think you want, you know, the results you're seeking when you're out there in your own business, force yourself to say to yourself, to look and say, how many times have I said to someone, no, you're not right for me for these reasons? And if these reasons change, then I do make sense for you. And often you'll find out that people will be hard-pressed to think the last time they told someone, no, I'm not right for you. And the problem that you have is that when you finally ask the customer, you know, am I right for you, based on what we talked about, they will tell you on the first sales call that they will wait to tell you on the 10th one why you're not right for them if you would have asked them. You know, and I think that's one of the big challenges is really, you know, you should try in this marketplace, you almost have to go in with a disqualify mentality because you can't spend time on someone that doesn't make sense to do business with you.
The other thing I like to remind small business owners about, what if everybody came to your business this month? What if everybody in your market came to your business? You don't have room for all of them. You couldn't serve all of them. You don't have enough capital to serve all of them. But more importantly, Josh, you don't need all of them.
No.
And so if you understand that, folks, you'll turn your energy and your resources on identifying the people who are the real highly likely people to vote for you with their money to give you their business. Josh, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. We got Josh. Josh has got some more great ideas that you and I can learn about going after customers, about selling based on lessons learned from the political candidates, the presidential candidates. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.